Can you tell me, as you reflect back on your time here, I imagine you've had some surprises, like the first day when you came and there was no office, but I'm sure that there are some others. Can you think back for a few moments and share with me some other surprises that you have experienced in your time here?
Surprises? I would say that all my day here, every day I'm surprised at what's going on, or how the things has moved, has improved.
Yes.
But it's, in any case, it is related to my work and to the perception that people had about the press. You know, what is press? What means press? What is the work of the press? What is the job of the press? Yes. That is something that one of the most one of these experiments was that for the first judgment, the first case which has been tried in this tribunal, I didn't talk about the sentence or whatever, but tried, you know, or hold the process, which have been done, was the one of Jean-Paul Akayesu. At that time, it was so difficult, as we say, you know, for the press people to join Arusha, to reach Arusha, to come to Arusha. But because it was the first judgment by this tribunal, I have contacted all my network. I met my network, worked. I contacted colleagues in Dar es Salaam, Paris, wherever, in Nairobi. And a lot of press people came down. They came down from these various countries, from South Africa and from whatever. But the problem was where to house them. At that time, we did not have the press room, which was also one of the big fight, I can call it big fight, cut, that I had to deliver with the administration. We didn't have nothing, and as I told you, it was so difficult. The telephone lines were not very good. We didn't have at that time these big dish satellite which facilitate our communication now. And people has come down here, but perhaps people has to walk to write their papers or to record their voice for the radio or whatever, and to send it also, because they just cannot keep it, but they have also to send it, as we see. They have. What can we do? Well, I was thinking of a way, maybe, where to house these colleagues coming from outside and coming to report on our work. And we had a meeting with the colleagues at that time here, the colleagues, the chief of the administration, the registrar at that time. I say, anyway, in any case, we will have to find a way to share with them what we have, telephones, offices or somewhere. And someone among the colleagues had this brilliant idea and say, oh, yes, I know what we can do. We can set a tent. Like when you go to the bush for the safari, in the car park for them, for the press people, you know. Can you imagine? we can just put them in a tent in the car park. That is not a problem. They don't need all this whatever Boker is talking about, these facilities, they don't need it. Let us just put them there. it was amazing. So, but and also I was just surprised how someone can think that, you know, just because they are press people, they don't need all these things, you know, facilities, or they don't need, you just have to leave them there. They just need a piece of paper and their pen, and just they will do the whatever job. And I get a little upset about that. And I had to argue, just to let them know that anyway, the job they are doing is, maybe the lawyers are doing a very good job, but they should know that without the press, the job will not be done. And that will be just maybe, I can say, zero. Yes, because they can do the best job they think they are doing, but if it is not known by the public, by the press, if it is known by the international community, if it is not known, it is nothing. It is just peanuts. They should know that. First of all, they should consider the press as part of the mission. Without the press, they should forget about it. And that was one of these experiments that I had, which reminded me that it's not easy for them to deal with the press.